For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we got so much attention for announcing two Artie Award categories last week.
Just two categories. Lots of buzz.
Kind of exciting. Lots of Facebook sharing and Instagram praise and so forth. And the ball is just getting rolling because WBFO WNED will announce another batch August 5th next week at noon through Facebook.
Facebook Live.
And then again, we've got it booked for the 12th.
So the next two Wednesdays in a row, August 5th, August 12th, at noon. Folks can get all dialed in by going to the website, WBFO.org.
All right, so we're generating some fun during COVID. In the theater community, we are not in a state of suspended animation. I think people think that everything is entirely on hold. The part where people can buy tickets and come to a live theater is on hold, but there's lots of activity otherwise. And we had recommended last week Donna Hoke's Hearts of Stone.
As I've said several times, I'm waiting for the next clever technology that's going to be better than Zoom. But as far as Zoom plays, this was the best yet. Clever use of framing and backgrounds. And I gotta tell you, mostly Zoom plays, I sit there and go, This one at the big reveal, oh, the waterworks started. I mean, they really had me.
Yeah, you're wondering, why are these spirits plaguing this woman? And then you find out. I don't know. I am not waiting for the next big thing in online technology. I am waiting to go back to the theater and to see it live. I do think that the best use of this technology is the development of new work. And for the development of new work, it has these advantages. You can pull people from all across the country or even the world to work on it. And then to participate in the reading, you're not locked in to that, okay, I'm going to go, it's going to be a weeknight, I've got to get down to this gallery, that hall, this place, and put on the happy face for people. And even though I realize 30 seconds in that this is going nowhere, I'm still going to have to be here for the duration and find something nice to say to everyone, or it's going to be lovely, but I'm not even going to get to really talk to the playwright because people are going to be wanting to utter that succession of statements, pronouncements, and compliments disguised as questions. And then you're committed to the reception. And so as opposed to what those readings are really like, where you're lucky if you get 12 people, these online readings have been attracting hundreds of people. And you get a lot of feedback, and if the play is good, traction. I have a feeling that is here to stay. I think that they were able to give Hearts of Stone a very good reading, but I think that for playwrights and for theaters wanting to develop new work, this is a really useful tool.
And you're right, it won't take over a live theater until someone also invents a face mask that you can drink your sippy cup through.
Oh, come on. Yeah, they said radio would kill it. They said television would kill it. They said movies would kill it. Talking movies, nothing kills it. It's just a primitive and essential art. COVID has certainly given it a run for its money, as other pandemics have before it. Not to say that when it does come back, it will not be changed. I think that we see that already happening. When we reopen, I've seen this across the country, and New York City will be very changed. Lots of young people have left New York City during this period of time. In the city of Chicago, four major artistic directors stepping down during COVID in the past month. In Buffalo, we've seen, not always related to COVID, but in the last 6 months, the leaders of the two major African-American companies, new leadership at the African-American Cultural Center. Agnes Bain's position has been taken by Tina Washington Abubakar, and they have posted an announcement for new artistic director at the Paul Robeson Theater. Huge change during this period of time. Neil Raddus retired during COVID. Joyce Stilson, Alleyway Theater, has completed completely new leadership. They've got Chris Handley and Robin Horn down there. Similarly, Irish Classical Theatre Company, Vincent O'Neill, founder of the theatre, steps down. Fortunato Pezzametti steps down. Things don't stay the same. They change. But the other thing that I think will have a huge influence is that during this period of time, the whole Black Lives Matter, the whole move toward truly addressing issues of diversity and racism in not just our country, but even specifically our community, and the theatre always reflects the culture. And even the questions that theatres are having to ask themselves seem much more pointed and purposeful this time around. It's not just a case of, we'll introduce a little diversity to this cast, and it's more than just gestures. It is substantial efforts to think about and address the issue.
Well, you're talking about change, and one of the things that's going to have to change is the attitude of audiences. Some audiences are willing to accept the canon put on by a diverse troupe, and other folks are just dug in.
Well, I'm not really worried about the attitudes of audiences. I'm just, you know, what is it that Gloria Steinem said, don't change their minds, change their faces. I think that we'll see the audiences themselves changing. I think that there are audiences that are underserved, and there are people whose stories either are not being told or are not being told by them. Other people want and should have a place at the table, and that includes a place in the audience. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.